You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
Alright, what's up everybody? Boy, we got a weird show for you today. Let's just go ahead and start this thing off right. We're talking about turning lesbian straight. And the time it backfired. So, like, I've got this fetish, man. It's like, if I know there's a girl that's really hot that likes other girls, and she's saying that, I like to prove her wrong. And I don't know. I kind of spoil her. And so, I don't know, there's one, and like, you know, she becomes my girlfriend after that, I'm talking about, you know what I mean? And so, like, for the longest time, like, that was my fetish. Like, I like girls that like other girls, but that would only like me like she likes other girls, you see what I mean? And so, like, there's been times where it's backfired, like, don't get me wrong. Like, every time. And so, but there's this one story in particular. It's like, you know, I'm with her and everything like that, and I think things are going good. I thought everything went really well. And I'm guessing, like, it did. It went really well. But the catch was that next time I saw her, man, she was with another girl. A bulldog girl, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't know, it was, like, she was excited to see me, she was happy to see me and all that, but it wasn't the same, you know? So, yeah, that's the time that, trying to turn a lesbian straight backfired. There's other times, but we'll just, I don't know, I just wanted to get that out in the open. I thought it was a funny story, so. Because you know I thought I was on lock, dude. Nope. So yeah, anyways, so Apple iPhone exists because of stolen technology. Yeah, we're just gonna brush right past that one. You know, Steve Jobs, he stole the iPhone, which was Android. It was really Android, from what I'm told. This guy was at the store, and I probably already told this story before, but we were at Little Caesars or something, I think it was like inside Little Caesars or something. And so he's getting a pizza, and I was just in there. I don't remember why I was in there. I was just in there because I was walking a block, and I went in there for something. And so I'm chilling there, and this guy is in there, and he's got an Android, and I'm like, what kind of phone is that, dude? And he's like, Android, man, it's like the first one to ever come out. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude. And so he's showing me and stuff, and he's like, supposedly this is what iPhone was supposed to be, but they stole the technology from the developers. And I'm like, what? And they were like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, man. They went in there, and they showed Steve Jobs the iPhone, and their development, and he was like, okay, well, he kept the development and fired the individuals and kept the patent technology and all that shit, right? He, like, was able to legally own it, just take it from them, simply because they were employees, and he found out about it, and they presented it to him. Isn't that screwed up? That's the reason Apple iPhone exists, and that's why I won't do it, man, because, like, it's bad enough that I'm using a Mac Mini. You know, that whole Apple evil crap. And what I mean by that is, like, in the Bible, you know, the apple, the forbidden fruit, And then there's a bite taken out of it on the logo. I got mine covered up with the freaking natural toothpaste sticker that I got from my natural toothpaste that I sell. KO Paste. KOPaste.com. KOPaste.com. KO Paste. The all natural toothpaste. So yeah, I mean, it makes me wonder, is like, is the Mac Mini stolen technology like that? Is the monitor desktop, like how it's built into the monitor, is that stolen technology? Like, is the Air keyboard stolen technology? Like, what is all this? This trackpad, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Is this all stolen technology, bro? Oh, Mr. DJ Jobs. DJ Jobs in the building. Hey. Okay. Sure. So, man, I gotta, hold up. I gotta pause this real quick. Bruh, this Greenhorn deal needs to just go away. Yes, we're talking about the Greenhorn deal again. I know, it sucks. I know that we even have to go over the Greenhorn deal. So this Green New Deal, they're still trying to stick up for it. They even wrote in there something about the flatulating cow. Still, it's still just as dumb, if not even more dumber. And they keep dragging it along like I'm supposed to care about it. Like, you're supposed to care about it. Like, we're supposed to, like, don't you understand? This is all a distraction, man. It's a Greenhorn deal, man. It's a distraction. Ocasio is over there shaking the Las Vegas shooting pom-poms. Like, how sick does that make you feel? The Ilhan is over there shaking her Abu Ali bin Talal Las Vegas shooting pom-poms. How sick does that make you? How sick does that make you to know that Ocasio is over there with MS-13 fucking pom-poms? Fucking George Soros pom-poms, Jim Murren pom-poms and shit. She got the cheerleader outfit, the MGM cheerleader outfit. She's all, give me an M, M, give me a G, G, give me an M, M, what's that spell? Jim Murren. Nah, bitch, that's JJM.
Jimmy James Murren. Hey, Jimmy, suck it.
Golly. This new Greenhorn deal is so stupid. It's like anything to take your eyes off of the prize, right? Like how low and cruel and stupid and dumb do you have to be to like do that to the general public? Like, waste our time with this bullshit. Like, for real. I'm just saying, man, cause this whole Las Vegas shooting thing, it's not going away, bro. 9/11 ain't going away, dude. You're gonna pay your crimes. You're gonna pay for them, bro. You're gonna do the time, bro. That's what's up, man. Y'all punks ain't getting away from me, man. Y'all scared? Huh? Yeah, y'all is. Y'all real scared, huh? That's all right. That serves you right, cowards. Shaking in your little boots. Look at you. You think I'm shaking? Hell no. I'm loving life, man. That's what's up. I get up when I want, go to sleep when I want. That's what I need, man. You know, y'all cowards can come and get it, bro. Man, this ain't no joke, dude. Y'all sit there and y'all laugh and shit. I don't care. I'm strapped to the teeth, dog. I don't care. That's what's up. Strictly legal, bro. I'm strapped to the teeth, bro. What's up? I don't care. What's up? So, man, I remember this, like, one time this dude messed with me, man. Hold up. I gotta pause it again. This dude, like, bum rushed me. He, like, sucker punched me, basically. He ran around the crowd and then dashed towards me. And, like, before I could even realize what happened, like, I was tackled and he was like trying to punch me and stuff. And so I was like punching him back, you know, because like we were on the ground and stuff. I had my backpack on. He threw his off, right? Or something like that. I don't know. Or he still had his. Like, who cares, right? like, point of the matter is he jumped on me. So I was about to jump on him, and then so, like, somebody broke up the fight, and he was like, hey, you want some more, huh? And so this time, I was like, oh, yeah, you want to sneak up on people, nigga? Watch this. Dude, I dyed my hair frosty blue. I snuck right up on that nigga and tapped him on the shoulder. He even saw me coming and didn't know it was me. Because, man, I'm just that smooth. And so, like, I snuck right up on him. I tapped him on the shoulder, right? He turned around, look, right? Like, huh? Because he was paying attention to a whole nother fight in a park, right? I tapped this nigga on the shoulder. Turn, huh? Bam! What, nigga? What? Oh, yeah. He had a skateboard in his hand. He didn't know what to do. It was his punching hand, too, right? He had a skateboard. I mean, I'm telling you, everything was just right. All the elements were just right to get this punch in. And I've been waiting, too. He wants to sucker punch me. He wants to bum rush me. Watch what happens. So I only have the bum rush, and I walk right up to him. Right up to him, into his face. Wham! Man. Oh, dude. I felt sorry for him that day. Yep. Yep. He didn't know what the fuck hit him. And then I said the same exact shit to him. I said, what, you want some more, nigga? Oh, you want some more? You want some more? Oh, I thought we was cool, nigga. Well, are we? Are we cool? What's up? Yeah, I thought we was cool, man. I thought we was cool. Yeah, okay. I'm real cool with you hugging up and trying to kiss up on my girlfriend in the club. Yeah, I'm real cool with that. You know, I'm basically married to this chick. We've been together for like 2 years. And you think you're just gonna rush up on her like you try to rush up on me? See, no, I fuck your girlfriend. You don't get to fuck mine, dog. You see, that's how this goes. See what happens when you try to fuck my girlfriend? That's what happens, man. So, yeah. So, anyways, I was listening to Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine, you know, and like, it seems like every time I listen to that album, like, something bad happens, like, to myself by accident, you know? Like, accidents happen to the Pretty Hate Machine. And so, like, I was, like, cutting this wire on my, like, it was next to my door or something. Like, for some reason, I was cutting the wire, and I think it was, like, speaker wire, you know? So, I'm having to cut around the wire, the plastic, the rubber or plastic, whatever, around the wire. So I could get to the wiring. And man, I whacked my thumb with the knife while I was listening to that album. And there was something else that happened. That, you know what I'm saying? It's like the album makes me clumsy. Like, it's weird, you know? I don't know. I guess it makes me think of something negative, you know? And so, like, what I'm trying to get at is that, okay, so, like, when you think of something negative, you could literally drop something out of your hands. That's how weak your strength is to become, to be something, to do something, to be something, you know? And so if you think of your happy thought, for example, instead of, you know, what you're depressed about, then you have all types of strength. And this is proved by standing and trying to have someone push you over whenever you think of a negative thing, and then having somebody try to push you over whenever you think of a positive thing. And the same thing about extending your arm out to the side. Have somebody try to push it down. Like downward, just straight downward, right? Like towards your side, like just straight down, right? And so do that, and then have an unhealthy thought, and then do that, and then have a healthy thought. And see what happens. Whenever I say healthy, I mean one that makes you sad and one that makes you happy. And that's why Disney's always like, think of your happy thoughts, think of your happy thoughts. Right? I always thought that was some kind of psychological warping. So, like, even though something bad is happening to you, just think of your happy thoughts. Like, what? I'm thinking, oh, I'm gonna kill this nigga. What? No. Think of your happy thoughts. No, nigga. I'm gonna kill this nigga. No. Think of your happy... No. Nah, I think I'm gonna kill you. Like, and that's what's gonna make me happy right now, nigga. That's what you want? That's what you want for me to have as appealing thoughts? Like, I don't think so. So, that brings me along to another point, man. Trent Reznor, you know, he was getting in hot water because he had this mysterious music video going on. What happened is there's this music video movie called Broken. And so, like, it's a 5-song album And from beginning to end, they play the album, and each music video has something to do with this person that is being tied up and his body parts being used for really extraordinary things. We'll just put it cleanly, you know, to put it cleanly, because I've already probably pushed it past like 18 and up already. So, and like, I know this is my podcast, but still, man, you know, I'm trying to get this to where I can tell this to as many people as I can, you know, kind of get away with this, just being listenable and whatever, be able to listen to it as possible, as listenable as possible. There we go. Anyways, so now that I waste all your time with that, let's move on to this weird music video. So Trent Reznor has this guy working for him that all of a sudden gets hemmed up by this policeman. Well, this investigator is like, hey man, what's up with this music video, man? We found a copy of this tape out in the middle of nowhere, and now we think somebody turned up dead. Who is this? What is this? What is this shit? You know? And, well, it was just footage from the music video. Well, it's always been questionable, though, because whenever you look at that interview with the guy who was the employee of him, well, it was just his friend or whatever that was working for him at the time, I would guess. You know, because these are back in college days for Trent Reznor, I guess. You know, or college kid days, I would say. And so, you know, whenever he's first getting his start and all that. And so, he was really mainly underground at the time. You know, nobody really knew who he was. And, but this investigator knew all of a sudden. He found out the hard way. Well, anyways, whenever the guy was getting questioned about it, that worked for him on camera, like, let's just say it like by Loudwire or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just some kind of like Metal Sucks video or something, you know? And, so anyways, he's asked about it, and he starts to stumble and like stutter, and like you can tell he's lying about something. There's something he's trying to hide. And so that, when you put that together, it makes it really questionable. Like, damn, nigga. Damn. Okay, whatever. But anyways, so that's my time, guys. So I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, guys. Did I get you? I'm kidding. Okay, so like, we still got a little bit more. So yeah. So Raven is the great trickster. Those who didn't know, you're about to learn about the Raven. The Raven is a great trickster. It is a indigenous tale, but in layman's terms, and I do put the emphasis on layman's terms, the Raven is basically, imagine a crow, right? But much, much bigger. I'm talking about like 3 to 4 times the size of a crow. A big freaking bird. You know, like, I always wonder why they call that movie The Crow, because that was a raven. That wasn't no fucking crow. That was a raven. It should have just been called a raven, but whatever. The crow it is. And so, you know, the Raven is a great trickster. That's something that, whenever you name it the Crow, it can't really embellish on that. Excuse me. Because I would think, like, the story of the Raven would fit the story of the Crow movie script much finer. So, I think, like, maybe I should make the Raven. I'll start writing that right away, Captain. So, I just think it's cool, though. You know, like, the Raven is a great trickster. The madman trickster. Drive a person crazy. Because you think crow, you think eat crow pie. Make him eat crow, right? Which is fitting, right? Yeah, that's fitting. But, man, the Raven, it just, I don't know, it has that ring to it, you know, it just clicks, It just clicks. It just clicks. But anyway, so this not a rap show. So am I related to Ted Nugent? Like, for real. Because I did a little bit of researching, and on my grandma, on my mom's side, it says that I had a Nugent stepdad. But I don't know if I was related to Ted through marriage through him or not. But either way, I think that's pretty cool. I think he's an old fart at times, you know, but that goes for any old fart. I'm an old fart at times. You know, I'm out here in Alaska. I'm being an old fart. It's great. Have you ever been to Alaska? It's very different. So you know how Arizona has like no time change at all? Well, this place has a time change, but time change is drastically different here in Alaska, where I'm at least in Alaska. In Alaska, where I'm at, which is right by Seattle, kind of, it's just north of Seattle, pretty much. What it is, we have, during the winter, we have 8 hours of day, and the rest of the time of night. And during the summer, we have 8 hours of night and the rest of the time during the day. So it's not 24-hour sunlight, which would be really cool, but it's just not. But the way it is, though, is really cool because you still get sunlight during the day. Not as much, but it's still cool. It's kind of like on this weird rotation. So what that kind of enables us to do is get scenery of day and night in one shot. It's really cool. It's so cool. So one of these days I'm going to get a panoramic shot here pretty soon of day and night whenever the nightfall comes, because it is just amazingly ridiculous when the sun like just barely goes down behind the mountains on the right and the moon comes up on the left. The moon is already like up in the sky on the left. And the sun is like, dude, it's ridiculous. It's across this long beach. It's great. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I kind of knocked some people out. I kept saying like, oh man, like I can only stand being out there for like an hour, you know, hour tops. But they're like, man, I can spend all day out there. And I get it. I get it. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been one for like staying out for a long time unless I'm for sure camping, you know? Then I'm like out and about and I'm like whatever, right? You know, I'm roaming wild, whatever, let's go do something, you know? But other than that, you know, I'm a homebody really. I guess I'm kind of boring, as some people would say. But I've always got something going on, whether it's like guitar, watching something very interesting, or at least hoping it's interesting, really interesting, because like otherwise I don't want to be wasting my creative time, you know. Like I said, guitar, you know, just playing around the computer, like building websites and stuff, or playing around with myself. Whatever comes up first. So I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know, man. Politics is crazy, dude. Politics is crazy right now. We've got politicians who want socialism. We've got politicians who want baby sacrifice. We've got politicians who want baby's blood. We've got politicians who want murder to be okay. They may not come right out and say it, but yeah. I'm one of them. And on that note, my most favorite thing to eat is a freaking enchilada. A cheese enchilada. But now I've got to go with diet cheese or something. But, like, really, though, man, Ocasio and all y'all with y'all's greenhorn deal. Like, man, I'm sorry. I just gotta call it what it is, man. It's a bullshit deal. Y'all need to get the flock out of here with that. Y'all need to get the fork out of here. Because this is bullshit. It's nothing but bullshit, and we all know it. So let's just get rid of all the bullshit in politics. Because it's motherfucking bullshit. And I've had it up to here. You know, I'm living the good life. I'm just having fun. And that's what this is all about, man. You know, and like, I don't want you to think like that it's okay to do things that people in politics are doing right now, because it's not, man. It's not okay to lie, cheat, and steal your way through life. It's not, man. It's not cool. That's no way to live your life. It's very short life, and it's not a fun life, okay? It gets you into very precarious situations, and it gets you hurt, and it gets people around you hurt by the fact that you got hurt in the first place. And whenever I say very precarious situations, not fun situations. The fun is very short-lived. And the next thing you know, you're the one up on the chopping block. You're the next sacrifice. And you don't want that to happen, do you? You don't want to be like Aaliyah, do you? Sure, you want to dance, you want to be a pretty star. But you don't want to be like Aaliyah, do you? Man, I don't even want to go there with Aaliyah right now. But I will just say this. It's very scary to think that you can't even fly to get away from this shit sometimes. And on that note, I'd like to take a moment of silence in meditation for the loss of Aaliyah and our other stars as well, like Robin Williams and Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell and people like that. Thank you.
And that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit KOPaste.com. KOPaste.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing to you. I'm gonna sing in real life. Like this into the microphone. Are you listening from home? Are you riding the bus around town? Ooh, baby.
Nothing.
Hey, you wanna smoke a bowl?
Sure.
marijuana. Alright, where is the bong? Alright, we gonna pass this thing around to me and my imaginary friends, okay? You didn't know that I had imaginary friends. You didn't know that my imaginary friend like to kill people. It's like Death Note in this bitch.
Shake it, 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 shake it.
I'm a monkey bitch now. I'm a monkey bitch. I fuck like
Hey man, my ex said I fuck like a monkey and shit. Your ex say you fuck like a monkey and shit. Yeah, but she was on acid, and so she was a kooky bitch anyways. And she liked to fuck other dudes and chicks and shit, so she was really fucking weird. She was weird, man. Yeah, the bitch was weird. I think she was a witch, though, man, casting spells on my back and shit. What? What? Dude, don't even ask, bro. Like, I don't even want to talk about it, bro. I don't like talking about it, as a matter of fact, man. I don't like to think about my ex that way. I think she a sweetheart. And I always want to remember her as a sweetheart. I don't want to remember her as a bad fruit inside. You know what I'm saying? That bad little fruit. You bad rotten fruit. You so bad. Gonna have to smoke the kush. Yeah. Push.
Hey, man. Why are you still here? I'm gonna have to Ferris Bueller you and say, get the hell out. This theater is not your home. Oh, you're at home? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you have a good night. Oh, you just woke up? Oh, well, okay. Man, this hurts being this stupid. Oh. Oh, well. Now, I can smoke a bowl. It's my podcast. I'll get high if I want to. High if I want to. High if I want to. You would get I do if it was you. If this podcast belonged to you. And that totally sucked. You would get high too if this bong belonged to you. Bah, 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 bah.
You hello, hello, hello.
And now it's time to say goodbye. You and I.
Hey, James.
What?
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
All right.
But really, shut up.
Okay, fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna turn this podcast off.
It's about fucking time. I was getting sick of hearing you, like, I don't know, shit into the mic.
Hey, I don't fecal matter into the mic, man. Fuck you. This is my podcast. Mine. No, mine. Okay, thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye. I love you. Bye, ice cream man. Bye. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye. That hit was really good. Let's chase it with some vape. Oh, yeah. Bye.